Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's what's so fascinating about this negotiation. It's something that I don't think any of us have really experienced before in our lifetimes of following sports. I don't know if we've seen a negotiation take place under this kind of time crunch, and it makes it all the more fascinating to see how it actually affects the negotiations themselves. I do think that we have a little bit of a glimmer of hope here, in my opinion. I know that the players are very upset. So there was an article in The Athletic saying that they were, I think livid was a word that was used. I've seen everything from discouraged to livid. But I do think that I think there's something to build on here if you can work in some deferred payments. I mean, the amount of the haircut that we've been talking about is so large that it's so hard to see the players accepting something like this. But if this may be the baseline that they can start off with and then receive some more payments down the line that would bring them up to this prorated salary that they've always said that they wanted and that they agreed with the owners a couple months ago, then maybe that's something that you could work out. I mean, the owners are under a crunch because they are claiming that they don't have the liquidity to pay out these players at this time. Rob Manfred went on CNN about a week and a half ago and said that this whole pandemic situation couldn't have happened at a worse time for many Major League Baseball owners, because they typically run lowest on cash right before opening day hits. And once opening day hits, then you start getting a lot of those gate receipts, the concessions, those revenues that allow you to kind of have that free flow of cash able to pay those players, because, you know, you need millions and millions of free cash to pay out these salaries on a regular basis. So there may be a way to work in deferred payments on top of this structure that the owners have presented, but we'll see. I mean, the players really kind of have two options, and the ball is now in their court. They can flat out reject it, which would be the worst case scenario. That means that it's back to the drawing board for both parties, or they could come with, you know, a counter offer. And that's kind of what I'm hoping for. I think that would obviously be the best case scenario here. They're obviously not going to take this offer, but you hope to see them counter and just use this as a floor to build off of.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.